What up, what up, what up, ladies and gents, boys and girls, you are now tuned in to a brand new episode of Sportsway with Dre Day Podcast. I am your host with the most, the Hood's ESPN, Crystal Street's Golden Boy, Dre Day. What's up, what's up, what's up? This is episode 204, episode 204 of Sportsway with Dre Day Podcast. So I want to thank everybody once again for their continued support. Keep it going, keep it flowing. This episode here is going to be another short one. I think it's going to be another short one. I don't think I'm going to be on here too much. But, you know, I definitely want to speak on Tim Tebow getting released by the Jaguars. I was actually kind of surprised with that. But nonetheless, it was the right decision. But, you know, I'm going to speak on that. I also want to speak on the NBA as they released their games to start the season. And then, of course, the Christmas games. Some of those games I actually predicted not too long ago, and some of them I actually got right. I'm going to speak on those. And last but not least, you know, I want to speak on my Yankees, because my Yankees is doing their thing right now. I was just pissed off with them last week, but now they're starting to, you know, wake up the smell of coffee. And that's all I can ask for as a diehard Yankee fan. So the first thing I want to speak on is, like I said, Tim Tebow. He was just released from the Jacksonville Jaguars. I forgot exactly what I was watching yesterday, but he had put out a tweet saying how he was released. He wanted to thank the Jaguars for the opportunity. He wanted to thank Urban Meyer, the organization, you know, things of that nature. My whole thing is this, and again, I'm going to say this again. This move shouldn't have happened to begin with. He should have not been given an opportunity to begin with. This is someone, I'm gonna say it again. It's like a broken record. I am not questioning his character. Not at all. I'm not questioning the character. What I'm questioning is the opportunities that that they are afforded that people like myself don't get afforded. Dude been out the game. I want to say a good 8 to 10 years. I don't know the exact number, but Tebow has been out of the NFL for about 8 to 10 years. He couldn't pin it at quarterback. I'm going to say it again. He couldn't pin it at quarterback. He had a few stops after Denver. Jets, Eagles. Didn't pan out for neither one. He then leaves football, goes to baseball, doesn't pan out there. Now, being that your college coach, Urban Meyer, is now coaching the Jacksonville Jaguars, you now want to try to get an opportunity to play for the Jacksonville Jaguars, but then to add insult to injury, you want to try out for a new position, a position that you know nothing about, and then think you're just going to make it at that. So now, what happens? He goes out there, I believe this past weekend. I think it was against the Cleveland Browns they played. Two block plays in particular. He did a horrible job. And I guess from those two video, I think from those two plays right there, I think Jacksonville felt they seen enough and said, you know what? You know, we have to cut ties with him. First of all, he was the fourth string tight end. So that right there should tell you that he probably wasn't going to pan out anyway. Now, when he did sign the 1 year, I'm saying to myself, okay, yeah, he's probably going to get a shot. But there was no Tebow mania. I mean, even though when he announced that he was coming back and Jacksonville basically gave him a tryout and he signed that 1 year, he did become one of the leading jersey sellers. If not, he was probably the number one jersey seller, which I'm not surprised with, because again, like I said, with his brand, with his popularity, it's easy to like Tim Tebow. It's easy to like Tim Tebow. God-fearing, very spiritual, always saying the right things, all that shit. But at the end of the day, does any of that equal to what you are going to do on the football field? And the answer is no. The answer is no. He was not going to cut it in Jacksonville at all. At all. So the fact that he was even given the opportunity to begin with is a slap in the face to all these players who bust their ass, put their blood, sweat, and tears into a sport that they love, into a dream that they're trying to fulfill, and he basically took an opportunity from somebody else who's been busting their ass as much as he has. Way more than he has, for that matter. That's the way I look at it. That's the way I'm seeing it from my point of view. Because he had no business being out there. None whatsoever. But we knew what this was about. Jacksonville was getting the number one pick in the draft. Okay, that's not good enough. Okay, we got Trevor Lawrence. That's not good enough. We got to do something else. Okay. Yo, Urban. Yo, go see if your boy Tebow want to play. See if your boy want to play. Let's boost up these ticket sales. Let's get that revenue popping. That's what this was about. It was a money grab. Because Tebow had no business being out there. None whatsoever. None. You can't be away for that long and then expect all of a sudden you're going to wake up and smell of coffee and now understand the position. Especially when you've never played the position before. You've never had to catch a ball before. You never had to block before. The best you can do is throw. And you was barely good at that. So it's like, yo, like, why was he constantly, why was he given an opportunity? I mean, we know why he was given the opportunity. We are not going to sit here in front like we don't know why. Y'all know why. And I'm tired of saying it. I'm tired of sounding like a broken record. But y'all know the reason why he got this opportunity. RIP legend, Paul Mooney. Complexion for the protection for the collection. That's why he got it. That's why he got it. Because I can guarantee you, if I was in his shoes and I was gone for that many years and then I tried to come back with my old college coach being the coach of that team and I want to try out for another position aside from quarterback, I wouldn't have gotten that opportunity. And I know that for a Snapple top fact, I wouldn't have got that opportunity. But he was afforded that opportunity for the reason I just said, complexion for the protection for the collection. He is great at being an analyst for ESPN. I believe he does stuff for the SEC network. When college football comes into play, he is wonderful at that. He is top notch at that. Stick to that. Because obviously your playing days are over. Your playing days are over. I'm 35. I think Tebow is what, 33, 34? Like, what made you think at that age that you was going to be able to fit in with this Jacksonville Jaguars team, let alone any football team? Because let's be real, I'm going to say it again. Only one team was interested in you. Only one team. Uno. Just one team. And it was the Jacksonville Jaguars. Reason being is because Urban Meyer was your coach in college. Bill Belichick wasn't knocking on your door. Mike Tomlin wasn't knocking on your door. John Gruden wasn't knocking on your door. It was only Urban Meyer. Why? Because he was your college coach. I can make a case. I would debate if Urban Meyer was still in college or still being an analyst for Fox Sports, you probably would have never even been on the field in the first place. That's just my opinion. But again, listen, this was doomed from the jump. It was doomed from the jump. I thought he would make the team just off of favoritism. Because at the end of the day, I'm saying to myself, okay, he is popular. You know, them jersey sales, that shit ain't no joke. He's bringing in a lot of money to Jacksonville, not too long from where he's from. Who knows? Maybe he'll, maybe he'll make the 53-team roster. Now, as far as how much play he's going to get, that I don't know. But, yeah, he's definitely going to make the team. He's definitely going to make the team. So, when I found out he got released, not once am I going to say I was happy, because, first of all, you don't want to see nobody, you know, get released or cut or whatever the case may be. But in this situation, like, we shouldn't even have gotten to this. We shouldn't have gotten to this at all. At all, is all I'm saying. It was a waste of people's time. They could have been talking about something else on these sports shows instead of spending 15, 20 minutes talking about Tim Tebow, somebody who shouldn't even be playing in the NFL, or even trying to come back into the NFL. That was my issue. Like, Tim Tebow, you're great at sports analysts. You're great at that. You're great at that. Don't try to do the Winter Olympics next. Don't try to do that, okay? Because the Winter Olympics is next year. You tried baseball, that didn't work. You tried the NFL twice, that didn't work. Don't try the NBA, you know what I'm saying? Don't try Major League Baseball again. We got the Winter Olympics coming up. Don't try to do any of those events. Come on now. Like, we get it. You're a wonderful human being. You're talented. You're a hell of a competitor. All those things. We're not taking that from you. But your playing days are over as an athlete. Your playing days are over. You had your time. It's over and done with. Simple and plain. There's nothing else for me to keep diving in on this. I just wish him well in his future endeavors. But as far as playing any type of sport, them days is over, man. Them days is over. And you got to accept that. You got to accept that. Now, NBA. What do we got for the NBA? The Jump announced the games that will be taking place to start the NBA season, and then also they talked about the Christmas games. Now, the Christmas games, I'm not even gonna lie to you. I'm gonna keep it a stat. One of my guys on Twitter, I forgot what his name was. And right now I don't feel like going on my phone to check. They was like trying to predict the games that was gonna be on Christmas. Because if you really pay attention, especially the last few years, it's always been the same exact teams that played on Christmas. Whatever team KD was on, whatever team Steph was on, whatever team LeBron was on, those three teams was definitely playing on Christmas. So, three of the games I predicted was, obviously, Nets versus Lakers. Like, that is a Christmas game, okay? That is definitely a Christmas game. It's always the finals rematch or the two teams that you think is going to the finals that's going to be one of the Christmas games. So, bam, that's one game. Hawks and Knicks. I knew that was going to be a Christmas game. Obviously, with the emergence of, you know, Atlanta and the Knicks always get a Christmas game. The Knicks always get a Christmas game. Even when the Knicks were bums, the Knicks still had Christmas games. Why? I don't know, but they did. Suns, Warriors. Okay? Steph is there. Hopefully, knock on wood, Klay will be there for Christmas. And then Chris Paul staying with Phoenix with the emergence of the Suns and Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton. I already knew that would be a Christmas game as well. Okay. Those three games I got right. Okay. I said three out of the five I got right. Hawks and Knicks, that will be the noon game. So obviously that will be the first game. The second game. Now I also said that the Bucks will have a game. Defending champs. Okay, granted, it won't be a finals rematch because I don't think nobody really wants to see the Bucks in Phoenix on Christmas. But being that the Bucks are the champs, I definitely expected them to have a Christmas game. It just wasn't against Boston, though. I honestly thought it would be Miami. I honestly thought it would be the Bucks and Miami. But, bang, I was wrong. Miami doesn't get a Christmas game. Boston gets it. Okay. That's the 2:30. I believe that's the 2:30 game, if I'm not mistaken. Nets-Lakers, I already said that already. Suns-Warriors, I already said that. I did say that Luka would have a Christmas game. The question is, who was he going to go against? I actually had Dallas and the Pelicans. That's what I had. I had Dallas and the Pelicans. But they said, you know what? We're going to have the Jazz play against the Mavericks. So that will be the last game. It will be the Mavericks and the Jazz. That will be the last. Now, some of the notable teams that are not here on Christmas. The Sixers. Philly will not have a Christmas game. I truly believe that they know that Ben Simmons is about to get shipped soon. So that's why they don't have a Christmas game. But me, honestly, even with Joel Embiid, especially with him getting his new extension, 4 years, $196 mil, I still think they should have been deserving of a Christmas game. So if you want to throw somebody into this, I would say the Bucks. It should have been the Bucks and the Sixers, if anything. I think Philly has emerged to the point where they deserve another Christmas game. I know a few years ago, I think Philly played Milwaukee. I think it was 2020 they played. I think it was 2019, I believe. They played 2019. Because I was in PA for that Christmas. I think it was Philly and Milwaukee. I forgot who won that game. I think Philly had blew them out. I wouldn't have minded to see Philly have a championship game. Portland, for the longest time, I could recall them having some Christmas games. Maybe they telling us something. Maybe Dame will be shipped soon. Maybe that's why he's not getting the Christmas game. The Clippers have always had a Christmas game. Always. But they won't be getting one this year. And I think the reason being is because Kawhi will be out for quite some time. You know, he tore his ACL against Utah in the playoffs. He had his surgery, but y'all know torn ACLs take some time. So he's going to miss a decent amount of time next season. So I already know for a fact that's why the Clippers did not get a Christmas game. And this one right here is the most notable one for me. The reigning defending MVP, Nikola Jokic, does not have a Christmas game. I can't recall the last time an MVP of the league did not have a Christmas game. The disrespect that Denver got. Shit, Denver could have got the last game. If anything, it could have been the Mavericks against the Nuggets and let them have the last game. Because I think Jokic should have definitely had a Christmas game. I think the Nuggets should have definitely had a Christmas game. That's crazy to me. But yeah, those are the Christmas games. Hawks, Knicks, Celtics, Bucks, Suns, Warriors, Nets, Lakers, Mavs, Jazz. That's the order. Noon, Hawks, Knicks. 2:30, Celtics, Bucks. I believe 5 o'clock or 5:30, Suns, Warriors. 8 o'clock, Nets, Lakers. Finals matchup, hopefully. Hopefully everybody stays healthy. And then 10:30, Mavs, Jazz. Those are the Christmas games. Now let's get to opening night. Now listen. I know Nas had an album in 99 called Nostradamus, prophet or whatever the case may be, Dre Day Adamus was in effect for opening night. Because the games that I said was going to, the teams that I said that was going to participate in opening night, I got correct. Obviously, the Bucks are defending champs, so you know they're getting the opening game. You know they're getting the opening game. Now, who I said they was going to play, I was 100% right. And who is that? My Brooklyn Nets. I knew it. I knew we was going to get the game with them. I don't know if they're trying to stick it to James Harden and Kevin Durant and Kyrie and say, oh, y'all want to build a super team? Well, now y'all didn't win. Well, guess what? Now y'all going to see Milwaukee get their rings opening night. I don't know if that's what their reason for doing this, but I knew that was going to be the matchup. I just knew it. I just knew it. It wasn't going to be a conference finals rematch. No. No. That wasn't going to... No. It's opening night. You got to start the season off with a bang. And the only other team that... And the only team that can even... As far as... views for opening night, the only team that can do that for Milwaukee on opening night is Brooklyn. It's not Philly. It's not Atlanta. It's not the Knicks. It's Brooklyn. So there you have it. That's the first game. The second game, I caught this one as well. You know for a Snapple top fact that LeBron James is going to have a opening night game. Let's just be real. Whether it was in Cleveland, whether it was in Miami, the majority of the time, he always had an opening night game. The years he won the championship, obviously, he was definitely going to have an opening night game. I think for the last 2 years, he's had opening night, and both of them was against the Clippers. Lost both of them, but they were against the Clippers. Obviously, that won't be the case this year because, like I said, Kawhi is going to be out for quite some time. So being that he's going to be out for quite some time, we don't get to see Clippers and Lakers, which I was glad we don't. But who I said they was going to play, I was 100% right. With old Klay Thompson coming back, with everybody being so excited about that, and again, let me knock on wood again, because hopefully in training camp, he doesn't get hurt. Listen, Klay Thompson has been gone for 2 full seasons. We know what Steph Curry is. We know his pedigree. We know Draymond's pedigree. Iggy just went back to the Warriors. James Wiseman, hopefully he's back from injury. They still got Wiggins, unfortunately. But Klay Thompson, he is coming for blood this upcoming season. Again, he's missed 2 full seasons since the 2019 NBA Finals. Remember, he tore his ACL in Game 6. So he missed all of 2020. He was going to come back for 2021, tears his Achilles. So now that's 2 full seasons he was gone. If you don't think for one split second that he is coming for blood this upcoming season, you better think again. Because he's going to let it be known. He's going to put his name back in that class as one of the greatest shooting guards of this generation. He's going to show once again that he's one of the greatest two-way players in this league, in this generation. Because before he got injured, you can make a case he was right up there with Kawhi. He was right up there with Jimmy Butler. It was probably them three as the best two-way players in the league. If you don't think Klay Thompson is coming for blood, y'all better think again. So, opening night, those two games that I called, I got them right. I said the Bucks will open up against the Nets. They will get their rings. They will raise their banner. And then the nightcap would be the Lakers against the Warriors. I just knew it. I knew it. Because remember, they played in the play-in last year. And listen, I know a lot of people wasn't too thrilled with the play-in. Me, I like the play-in. You know what I'm saying? And to have LeBron and Steph go at it in the play-in, I forgot, but I know that game had a lot of views, viewership on that game. So what you think going to happen opening night when the season kicks off? October 19th. Which I think going to happen for that. But the next game, well, the next day, this is opening week I'm talking about. Celtics and the Knicks. Evan Fournier and Kemba Walker, former Celtics, now playing for the Knicks, go up against their rivals. But more importantly, Kemba is back home. Now, I know some people, they're a little iffy with how they feel about Kemba being in a Knicks uniform. Me, personally, I'm okay with it. He's going to be in front of his home crowd. I believe he's from the Bronx, if I'm not mistaken. Even though he went to UConn, he is from the Bronx. So I know he's going to want to show out in front of his home crowd. Like, we already know that already. But he did say something in his press conference that, I mean, I'm not gonna say that it raises eyebrows, but it just tells you that the Knicks ain't gonna be getting that same Kemba Walker that we got in Charlotte. When they asked him about back-to-back games, he said he don't know yet. So he doesn't even know if he's gonna have back-to-back games. Kemba might be on load management for all I know. And with this Knicks lineup, and with this Knicks team, the Garden is going to be lit their opening night. Their home opener, the Garden is going to be lit. Okay? Boston, I don't know what to expect with them this year. Jaylen Brown, hopefully he stays healthy, because obviously he missed the playoffs last year. Jason Tatum, we know what his pedigree is. Congrats on winning the gold medal in Tokyo. They just read up Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart got his bag. Listen, I love Marcus Smart, so I'm very happy for him that he got his money. So yeah, Celtics, Knicks. That's the first game on the 20th. The second game is the Nuggets and the Suns. Okay, cool. Semifinals rematch. Nikola Jokic. Okay. Chris Paul. Okay. I like this matchup. Then you got Thursday, TNT, Mavs and Hawks, future of the NBA, Trae Young and Luka. Because they're going to always be in sync with each other. For one, the draft class, and number two, they were traded for each other. So they're gonna always and forever be in sync with each other, regardless. And the future is bright right now. The future of the NBA is bright because of these two young men, Luka and Trae Young. So I can't wait for this matchup. Clippers, Warriors. Again, Kawhi is out. So me personally, am I going to actually want to sit here and watch a Clippers game without Kawhi being there? Like, do I really want to watch a Clippers team that just got Paul George? Remember, Pat Bev ain't there no more. He done been traded two times already since he got traded from the Clippers. He got traded to Memphis, and then now he's traded to Minnesota. Bledsoe is back with the Clippers. I don't know what to think about that. Division rivals, Clippers, Warriors. I like the matchup. And then on Friday, the 22nd, Nets versus Sixers. Will it be Embiid by himself? Because listen, all the consensus right now says that Ben Simmons will not be with the Sixers this season. They're saying how he's not returning calls from anybody from the Sixers. Nobody. He's not returning no calls. So, I don't know. I honestly don't know. So, we got the Nets and the Sixers. And then we got the Suns and the Lakers. A rematch from the first round of last year. Listen, as long as these players, these big-time players, as long as they come back healthy, hopefully there's no injuries in training camp, hopefully there's no injuries that happened in the preseason, hopefully when this season starts, hopefully when the 2021-22 season starts, aside from Kawhi, because we already know he's out, everybody else, as far as superstars, will be ready to go. Will be ready to go. Hopefully. Let's see. Let's see what happens. So, the regular season starts October 19th, 2021. And it will go on until April 10th of 2022. Now, let's remember, we are in a pandemic here. Let's not forget that. We did not expect the 2020 season to have any setbacks, but we did. We all remember that game. I believe it was OKC in Utah. And we found out that the game was postponed because of COVID. And then the season went all the way to, I forgot exactly what month it was, but hopefully we can have a straight season this year. Hopefully. We're going back to 82 games, so it won't be 72 games. It's 82 games this year. The All-Star Game is February 20th, 2022 in Cleveland. So LeBron, because let's be real, we know LeBron is going to the All-Star Game. He will probably be the leading vote-getter like he's been for every year. Every year. Every year he's been the leading vote-getter. Which means he gets to pick his team. So I expect him to do that again this year. And then the play-in will be April 12th, 2022 to April 15th. So, are y'all paying attention? That's the timeline for this upcoming NBA season. So hopefully all goes well with that. Hopefully it's no setbacks. Hopefully it's no canceled games. Hopefully it's no postponed games because, you know, of COVID-19 and now with Delta because, you know, obviously, you know, they want teams and players to be fully vaccinated. They're definitely going to want fans to be vaccinated because I know out here in New York, a few days ago, they just let it be known that you have to be fully vaccinated to go to certain events. Whether it's dining, bowling, going to a sporting event, you have to be fully vaccinated in order to go to these games. So, you know, right now, they're trying to get the players to do it. So, you know, let's see what happens with this upcoming season. Hopefully, it's no setbacks. But, yeah, that's pretty much all I needed to say about, you know, the NBA as it pertains to the start of the season with their games for opening week and the Christmas games. Now, before I go, I got to speak about my Yankees. Listen, y'all know I barely do play. I barely do baseball talk. I barely do. But I do watch. I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't watch because I do. But my Yankees are heating up right now. We're heating up right now. Now, I want to say, since we've been back from the All-Star break, we've been on our shit. I'm not even going to hold you. We have been on our shit since we've been back from All-Star break. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We have had 11 series since the start. No, we've had 12 series since the start of July. We've won 11 out of the 12. We just swept the doubleheader yesterday with the Red Sox. So even if we lose tonight, when this episode drops, it'll be Friday. But even if we lose that game, we still won the series because we won 2 out of 3 games. So since the start of July, we've won 11 out of our 12 series. We've beat the Mariners twice. We've beat the Astros. We're going to beat the Red Sox twice. We've beat the Phillies. We've beat the Rays. We've beat the Marlins. We've beat the Orioles, Royals, and White Sox. Speaking of White Sox, that Field of Dreams game last week was beautiful. If you've never seen the movie before, go check it out. Kevin Costner, Ray Liotta, the great James Earl Jones was in it. You know, the whole cornfield and the baseball field. Beautiful. That game ticked me off. Because we lost. And it was such a beautiful game. We was trailing at first. We get to the ninth inning. Stanton hits a home run. Judge hits a home run. We take the lead. And I kid you not, I tweeted this. I said, bullpen, do not fuck up. What happens in the bottom of the ninth? We fuck it up. We blow a save. But right now, like I said, we've been cooking lately. We have gained 9 games on the Boston Red Sox in the last 20 games. Because before that, I was going to say, shit, we wasn't even going to make the playoffs. That's how I was looking. It was looking like we wasn't going to make the playoffs. We would have had a good record, but we wouldn't have made the playoffs. But right now, at this particular moment, we have the number one seed as far as the wild cards, because it's not like last year. Last year, they did the basketball format where 8 teams make the playoffs from each league. No, it's going back old-fashioned. Your division winners, and then your 2 wild card winners. Right now, if the playoffs started today, we would be in. Because of this hot streak we're on. I believe we're on a 5-6 game winning streak right now. Aaron Judge has been playing amazing. Listen, I know people don't like Brett Gardner for his offense. I can care less. I love me some Brett Gardner. Because I know he's going to give it his all on the field, on defense, and he's going to do his thing on base running. That's what I want out of him. Cole just came back from having COVID. Listen, I was at the game against the Angels on Monday. And we won that game. But I was mad that Boone pulled him so quick. Now, I get it. He just came back from COVID. But, dude, it's 2 outs. Cole's not in the jam. He's our ace for a reason. Let him finish that inning. Or maybe he wanted to take a mouse so he could get the round of applause from the crowd. Who knows? I don't know. But me, in my opinion, I'm not taking him out that game. But we still managed to win. Our bullpen right now is somewhat starting to cook. Somewhat. Chad Green has been good the last 2 games because, listen, a few weeks ago, he was fucking up tremendously. Britton, he's been showing up all right lately. Got to knock on wood for these dudes. Abreu coming out the bullpen. Chapman is still, you know, in COVID protocol. The bullpen is starting to strike at the right time. Because for years, we have had one of the best bullpens in baseball. And right now, we're catching it at the right time. We're catching up at the right time. And hopefully, this streak continues. Hopefully, it does. Hopefully. Hopefully it does. We're 15 games, well, right now we're 16 games above 500. We're 68-52. Dope. Dope. But guess what? Season is far from over. Far from over. Now, do I think we can still win the division? With Tampa being so hot right now, I doubt we can get the division. Our best case is to get the wild card. But I want the first one because we get the home game. You know what I'm saying? So let's see what happens. You know, let's see what happens. Hopefully Stanton can wake up. You know, even though he's hit his home runs here and there, but for the most part, he ain't really doing shit. Sanchez is back from COVID. Torres is out, you know, with an injury. Listen, them 2 pickups, Gallo and Anthony Rizzo, who's also in COVID, big pickups from us. Big pickups from us. Rizzo came from Chicago, and Gallo came from Texas. Wonderful pickups. Wonderful pickups. And they've made their presence felt since they've been in Pinstripes. Who else? There was somebody else I wanted to say. Voight. Luke Voight. Picking up where he left off. Picking up where he left off last year. Whether it's batting and on the field. Listen, DJ. Listen. I know your pedigree, dog. I know your pedigree, man. So, listen, man. Like, I'm feeling good right now about my Yankees. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, wasn't feeling too good about them. But now, we start to cook at the right time. And hopefully, you know, it stays that way. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, it stays that way. Again, I want a championship parade, man. I need one more for my lifetime. I need one more. I mean, if I can get a few more, cool. But I'm only asking for one right now. You know what I'm saying? I've been to the first five in my lifetime. 96, 98, 99, 2000, 2009. I need another one, man. I need another one. So Yankees, come on, let's get it together. Listen, Boone. I think if you can end this season on a good note, let's just say for the sake of argument, let's say we're probably a game out and we miss the playoffs, I think his job is safe. Now, a few weeks ago, I was on some, yo, he's gone when the season is over. Cashman too. But I think both of them might have saved their jobs with the way the season is going right now with us. They might have saved their jobs. They might have. But let's see. But again, we still got a lot of baseball to go. We still got a lot of baseball to go. This season is far from over. It's 162 games. September hasn't even got here yet. You know what I'm saying? September hasn't even gotten here yet. So let's see what happens. Let's see what happens with my Yankees, because I know one thing. The schedule ain't going to get any easier. I mean, okay, we wrap up with Boston tonight. Then we got the Twins. Then we got Atlanta. Listen, Atlanta is doing good in the National League. Then we got Oakland, a team that we're fighting for the wild card. And then the Angels. But see, again, those are West Coast trips. We've struggled on West Coast trips in recent years. So, again, this season is far from over. We're doing good right now, but the season is far from over. So, come on, Yankees. We're about to go to the stretch. We're about to go to that, what they call it, seventh inning stretch. We're about to get to the clutch endings right now as far as it pertains to the end of the season. Let's touch the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Let's touch the playoffs. But it's a wrap for this episode. So, again, I want to thank everybody for their support. Keep it going. Keep it flowing. Oh, no. Before I go, I want to give a congrats and well wishes to Team USA women's soccer player Carly Lloyd. She announced her retirement. I kind of seen that coming by the way she spilled her emotions after we lost in the semifinals in the Olympics. Something told me that this was probably the end. Now, I know that she's going to do about 3 or 4 friendly games for the U.S., but then after that, she's done. So, you know, I definitely want to wish her, you know, her well wishes and all her future endeavors. I definitely want to wish her, you know, props on that. Salute to the Seattle Storm for winning the first ever WNBA Commissioner's Cup, which is a dope concept, by the way. Brings more exposure to the WNBA, and also it puts more money in the girls' pockets. I think I forgot exactly how much the winning team gets. And the losing team gets something too. So, you know, kudos to the Connecticut Sun because they were the runner-ups in that. So, salute to them for that. But, that's pretty much it for this episode. You know, it was kind of dry this week in sports talk. You feel me? I gotta get into watching the Hard Knocks for the Cowboys. You know, I haven't watched them yet. So, you know, I'm a binge watch the two episodes that, have taken place. I'm going to binge watch those. And who knows, maybe I'll do a recap on those two episodes, you know, in for a future episode. But right now, again, thank y'all all for y'all support. Keep it going. Keep it flowing. I'm on all streaming platforms except Tidal. So check me out on all podcast platforms if you're interested in listening to the podcast. Y'all can check me out on all my social media pages on Facebook, Dre Day. Listen, it's a lot of Dre Days out there. I thought it was only me. It's a couple. All you gotta see is a handsome brother with a brown Timbo shirt, Timberland shirt, smooth beard, chocolate skin, brown Scully, beanie hat. That'd be me. There you have it. There you have it. Instagram, Sports Baby Dre Day Podcast. The link is in the bio. Dre Day 1985. The link is in the bio. And then on Twitter, Dre Day 1985. So again, thank y'all for y'all support. Keep it going. Keep it flowing. And in closing, y'all know how this goes. This has been another episode of Sports Baby Dre Day Podcast. Episode 204 is done. It's complete. Everyone out there, again, stay safe, be safe, social distance, wash your hands, wear your mask, stay safe, be safe. God bless. Peace and love. Your boy is out of here.